Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. When I feel negativity, when I feel negativity on the outside, when I see negative things that are happening, negative behavior, especially when it's done consciously, when I see evil, I retract. Closing within myself, closing my gates to that energy. And I know that I have the choice to close or to try and influence and risk the being sucked in. I close as if to protect that little that remained within me, because when I look at the outside in comparison to what remains in me, what I want to protect, what I want to cherish, if I lose sight and if I lose faith in myself, in God, in creation, then everything is, oh, so scary. Everything becomes so big. So it is to protect that little that remained within me, that little amount of hope that not everything is so negative. And if it is so now, maybe it just became like that. It is not rooted in all of us. And there is a potential, there is a hope to change, to transform those who are constantly and those who are sometimes, and just that conscious level that is still driven by negativity and actions that harm others and our Mother Earth and creation. We are creation. You are creation. We are Earth. We are love. We are acceptance. We have these frequencies of these vibrations that bring this to life. But somewhere along this chain of creation, we stepped off the train of love, of immortality. We stepped off the train of life that should have stayed on it. We would have the best of the best. But we didn't. We took a bite. We took a bite of that apple. We took a bite of that temptation. We took a bite of that vibration that was so beautifully attractive. We took a bite of that way of life. We took a bite of that way of thinking. It was very appealing. It looked very nice. Had a beautiful color. It felt nice to hold. It felt alive. And then we took a bite of that which appeared so yummy. But that yumminess was that lower vibration, that disguise, the disguise of deceit that was appearing in this beautiful temptation, in this beautiful apple, and we took a bite, and that lower vibration just automatically created a new reality. And from that point, in the place of feeling our body and its desires, being blinded by what is true and what appears to be true, we swirl. And I grew up hearing and learning about the sentence that man is inclined to evil from youth. Ki yetzer ha'adam ra min ha'orav. And I didn't want to believe that. I couldn't accept that as a kid. I can't accept it. Today, it is a fact, though. It is ingrained. It is part of this lower vibration. But if lower vibration is part of our process, then that is the potential to continuously rise to this higher vibration, continuously strive to be light, and to remember that we are light. I felt that. I felt it in every part of my body, in every vein. And it took many steps, many years to understand that which we are here and which I'm here and where I strive to and where we strive to. Where we strive to on a collective level. Where we strive to come back to harmony. And to harmony with everything that is around us. Everything that is around you. Right, left, up, down, back, forward, and in and out. To understand that all that we say, how we think, how we look at one another, how we love our earth, our creation, the creation that was created for us. To understand and to see the beauty in understanding. Not just understanding, but admiring this beautifully understanding. To understand that we are part with that flower, that we are part of that tree. That we have in us all that is here and more. And to give back is the essence. And to give is the essence. And we have abused earth. We've abused our relationship to one another. We've been blinded by all that which appears to be real and strong and sufficient for our existence. We tricked ourselves to believe that we can abuse and take and take and take. And that this well of giving will never end. We took it for granted. We took earth for granted. We took water for granted. We took air for granted. take fire for granted. We took life for granted. And that slowly, slowly will consume. Recognizing the power, recognizing the gifts, recognizing those harmonies that are created each time we do something. Each step on this earth is creating a chord. Each step, each action is creating another tension in that harmony. And when we are in a place of giving, we're always going to be nourished back. And the goodness is in recognizing the giving. Because if I come from a place of giving, I see you. When I come from a place of gratitude, I see you. When I come from a place of kindness, I see you. And we play our harmony together from a place of acceptance and love. Yishai Ribo, Light of Life.
כמי שעסק בליקאים וראה אנשים מלאכים שמיתו עצמם עליה וקיבלו ממנה חיים, כמי שטעם טעמה לרגעים וראה אנשים באמת מאושרים ואיזה אור על הפנים, איך הם נשבים בקסמה לפניה מתהלכים כסומה אחריה, ותכלית האמת היא כל צדדיה, כל שבעים פניה. יקרה מפז ומאושר, נקניתי בעמל וביושר, והיא הדרך והיא האושר. כמי שמצא בה את עצמי כשלא זכרתי מי אני, תמיד היא באה והאירה לי פנים, אומרים שהיא כל הטובות שבעולם אם רק היה לנו מושג. היינו רצים ורצים ורצים ונשבים בקסמה לפניה, מתהלכים כסומה אחריה, ותכלית האמת היא כל צדדיה, כל שבעים פניה. יקרה מפז ומאושר, נקניתי בעמל וביושר, והיא הדרך והיא האושר. איך הם נשבים בקסמה לפניה, משתגעים מתלהטים אחריה, ואור החיים כל נתיביה, כל נתיבותיה. יקרה מפז ומאושר, נקניתי בעמל וביושר, והיא הדרך והיא האושר. כן היא הדרך והיא האושר.
This was Yishai Ribo, Or HaChaim, Light of Life. These are actually the words that were written by Rabbi Chaim Ben Attar about the Deuteronomy book. And if men, if people would feel the sweetness of the Torah, they would just go crazy, and all the wisdom and everything is underlining. אז giving back. Hello, shalom, welcome. This is the Abracadabra, create what you speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor and a guide and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. Your power of creation. For you, women who are in a midst of a divorce, of a relationship break, of in a crossroad. You are just in a crossroad. And I do the distinction because it is to be distincted between men and women because of how we look at one another and how we are. And you are in a crossroad, and many times it is very, very difficult when we go through certain things and we are now at a crossroad and we're pushing through something and things are just coming all together in one big like a pressure cooker, coming to a point where it feels almost intolerable. And so work through sound and vibration and frequencies and how they help to bring us to a place where we can start mapping our experiences, where we can start looking at things, and how do we look at things and how we perceive things, everything that happens to us. What I like to do is many times to bring things from the weekly Torah portion and things that are happening around us daily, weekly, in the world, around us, and to see how everything really ties to what we're talking here about, how much power we have, how much power of creation that we have. And one of them will start with our acceptance. Our acceptance. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment, the utterance of love your friend, your neighbor, in the same way that you express love to yourself. Expressing love to somebody else in the same way that you express love to yourself. It is difficult to love somebody the same way that you love yourself. We really have to be in a very high vibrational level to cancel ourselves towards ourselves for somebody else, not for gaining anything, and just really in a place of cancellation. But when we express love, when we want the same good things that we want for ourselves, we want for others, when somebody is telling us something that is going on in their life, when we are truly happy for them without an ounce of, oh, why does he have this and I have that? Why him? Not me. Why her? Not me. This is really not the authentic of being there for that person, because there is there an element of what about me? And when there is an element of what about me, then it's not about the other person. It's about me. And so when we give, we automatically receive. But when we give with an intention to receive, then are we really giving? Or are we just investing or maneuvering the system to receive that which we wish to receive? So we look here at different tools, different way to look at our relationship. This is this relationship field that I talked about a few times. It is the relationship field between us and everything else. Between us, between our understanding, our presence, and whatever is happening, whether it is somebody in front of us, whether it is a situation, it is a relationship to money, our energy towards money. And yes, there is an energy to everything. money, tables, everything has energy. The interesting thing with money is that our relationship, our perception of everything money is affecting. It's very interesting. It is affecting. It is affecting, and because it is a mean for survival and thrival here in this dimension, in this time, in this monopoly game. It is this tool that when we are so immersed in this materialistic existence without seeing the true need to use this materialistic for our greater growth, for our greater consciousness, our greater collective together to create, when we are just stuck in the me, then nothing good really eventually comes out of it. I came across this article. Something great that happened these past 2 weeks, and this article about lawsuits that have been going, that was going on for a long time, between Amazon tribes and oil companies. So Amazon tribe wins the lawsuit against big oil, saving millions of acres of rainforest. So after a long, I'm reading a part of the article, the Warani people successfully protected 500,000 of acres of their ancestral territory in the Amazon rainforest from being really drilled, mined and drilled. They're from the border of Ecuador. And so this win, this is an unbelievable legal precedent for other indigenous nations to go after and saving our resource. Before we continue, I want to give you the phone number here. If you are listening, if you are on Skype, it is LA Talk Radio, one word, LA Talk Radio. And the phone number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And that legal win really caused was a beginning of a chain reaction. The court also halted the potential auctioning of over 7 million acres of indigenous territory. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is wonderful news. This is wonderful news. And today is also Jerusalem Day. It is really just everything. It's like when you're eating something really tasty, you know, and all your buds are going crazy. If you like sweet, or when you eat chocolate, right? Chocolate is a wonderful example of how to be present in the moment. You want to practice presentness or presence in the moment? Take a piece of chocolate that you really love and start chewing it. The only thing you think of in the next few minutes or few seconds or however long it takes you to eat that piece of chocolate is how does it feel in your mouth, how it swirls, how it tastes, how it goes around each part of your gums, right? So when all these wonderful things are emerging from all that negativity, it's just a reminder that a beacon of light, just little light, just little amount of light takes away all the amount of darkness. And so this event, and I remember when it started, it was crazy to believe that all our resources, especially with the plants and the rainforest. I mean, it would be a devastating yet another step towards our own extinction. And this is wonderful because this is this place of giving. Of giving back. And if we don't nourish, Earth, the place which we are drawing resources from, which is going to kill us faster. Because this is taking it for granted. There is no more. And this exists here. The resources exist within our earth, exist within our creation, with the understanding. Everything exists here so it can exist. Yes, it is for us, but it is not all about us. You know, Ecuador is the first country. Is the first country that they that their constitution. In their constitution, they recognize both indigenous peoples' land rights and livelihoods and the rights of nature. This is unbelievable that only one country sees things as they are. And I believe this is the core of seeing things. Everything stems from this up. They are required to preserve communal lands, not destroy them, maintaining and possession ancestral lands. Just, it is, I'm reading here, it is, that was against Chevron, exactly. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I send all the love and the blessings to those who are standing up and protecting. Because those who are drilling, those who are taking things for granted and looking at what is the most profitable on this dimension, they don't live this, and this is where the nature, this evil nature that is talked about in the Torah and in scriptures about the negative inclination, since nature is in us. And this was the whole fascinating about the apple, about the bite from the apple, about biting the temptation. So when we came down in consciousness level, when we are here, then it automatically becomes duality. And then this is the potential in which we are all created in. And this legal win of the indigenous people against the oil companies is this a illumination of the potential in both sides, in its greatness and in its greatness, where recognizing the gifts, recognizing what we have, grateful every morning for everything that rises, everything that gives us earth, everything that brings life, everything life, versus the blindliness we've abused earth, we've abused people that are on earth, we've abused one another, we've went through atrocities against one another in order to preserve what? In order to preserve that which is not preservable, It's our desire to, we want to preserve, we want to do these great things. Each child wants, when they're kids, they want to be this, and they want to do things, and they have this fire in them to create, to do. And it is the environment that is going to tilt us to here or there, to take our potential from being somebody. If we take it down to one person, just for this illustration, if we channel our potential, our energies, instead of channeling them, for example, to our wounds, feeding our wounds, feeding that which affected us and we don't see it yet, and feeding our wounds or feeding negativity, then this will grow. We have that power to go either here or there. And we are not there because we are here. And how do we look at that, and what do we do with that, and what do we bring to the table? And we can take our relationship to everything and everyone. And this is where this creation is. This is where the power is. The power is not necessarily at the action, at the result. The result is the result. The result happened because of everything that preceded it. So we can take our wounds. If you look at our wounds like a tree, tree and the land around our plant and the pot that it is in, or all the land that we put there, the soil. We can water it until it drowns, or we can water it moderately and understandingly, and it'll grow to be a big, strong plant. And many times in situations where we are overshadowed by so many things, we feel the contrast. We feel the contrast that is happening within us. We feel the contrast between what we want to do, we love to do, and we feel that it is in our core. But then we are not happy with how it comes out to play. And it is the same, like, how do we nourish Earth? We are the world. And when I say we are the world, or the songs where we are the world, aside from the story level, aside from the surface level, oh, we are the world, and our body, our being, our existence is a replica of what is above, so it is below. It is a replica of everything creation. In one of my works with one of my clients in Boston, I did work for a certain department at Harvard, as an innovative computing department, where they would simulate and work and do research between with the similarities of our human body and the universe and the constellations and the stars. And so we are, and not because they did it, we are like that, but this was just another point to support that which was already known in the Torah and Kabbalah. And we are the world. We are a replica of what is above, so it is below. And so when we are treating ourselves and we are talking to ourselves, when we are inviting to ourselves these energies of places we don't want to be in, but yet we are still there, that we are keeping this alive. We are keeping this alive. I spoke to somebody this I spoke to somebody this week, and that person, let's say that person is a musician, and that person loves music. That person does something else, but I brought music as an example. That person loves music. And that person plays music throughout life. But the music that is being played in venues that are very not supportive, and they don't see that person. And that person is not happy in these venues, really trying to get out of these venues. But the music is the love. And so there is here a contrast. There is a contrast between what you don't want, what you don't want to inhabit. And I'm talking to you, and you know who you are, but this is for everyone, and for us, and for me, and for you. That which you, that aspect, that energy draw that you so are not inclined on inhabiting, the tool that you're using is that which draws them in. And so many times we will use those wounds that we have to attract people that are similar, to act in a similar way, to create these wounds. So if you were abused in a relationship, if you're a woman, you're abused with men. If you're a man, you were abused by women or by men. And so many times we take these tools, we take these, and we nourish that dark side. We give food to that dark side, because we are still leading with these old tools to try and live in a new paradigm. And if you were sexually abused, and this is not a resolution here, this is a point to bring up for discussion, or for to pique your brain, to kind of trigger you, to poke you, to help you investigate, to kind of trigger you to look into this. We're using many times these tools, these behavior patterns that were used towards us. We're using that wound. So for example, if you were abused sexually when you were young, we may turn up to use these same tools as understanding of what is love. So many times sex will be translated into, oh, if sex will be good, or if I project that energy, or if I embrace that, then, or if I engage in that, or lead with sexual tools. And there is a difference between sexual energy and the sexual act. And if we lead with any of these, and we attract those who respond to these vibrations, many times we don't understand why relationships don't work. Why do I attract these people that have these kind of energies? Just as a pure understanding of how things are. Or what do I attract? Who do I want to sit at my table? just to understand that we use these tools, we use these behavioral patterns, we use these tools to attract other, because we've been judged by these tools. We've been judged. We've been defined. And we believed these definitions. So this is really our power of creation. You know, this weekly portion of the Torah, Bechukutai, it starts the parasha with, if you keep my commandments and if you listen to what earth has to say, if you listen to the sound of the wind, if you listen to the sound of music, if you listen to sound of earth, if you'll keep these things that I've brought forth because they are good for you, then you'll have prosperity, then the land will bring its rain, then the land will produce all that it is here to produce. And if you don't, it is not just a matter of, oh, if you don't do this, you're getting punished. It is causality and effect. It is, if you don't, this is what will happen. And in many religious streams, there are these fractions of fear. If you don't do this, you get burned in hell. I'm not in that. Yeah. So it is a causality and effect. If we don't do this, this will happen. And so our power, this parasha is talking about, if you keep, this will happen. If you don't, this will happen. The question here is, or the statement, look at this enormous power that we have as humans to affect that much the universe. We have that much power to affect the universe, the external, what appears to be the external universe. And how does the external universe being affected? By our internal universe. The external universe is affected by our internal universe. The external universe of keeping the rainforest alive is because our internal universe of those who are here and recognize the power of preservation, that recognize the power of understanding how we are, of recognizing the power of who you are, recognizing that divine power of creation and keeping it and maintaining it. Because if we don't maintain it, it's like we eat something and we stop exercising and we just go on food spree and we eat at all times of the day and the wee hours of the night, and then we gain weight. So now, when we don't take care of things, things get out of control. Without this balancing goodness, and there's always going to be a balance, because the higher goodness rises, the higher evil rises. It's always going to be there. And so I encourage you not to see this as a definitive thing. There is hope every single time. Every single time. King Judah at that time, it was Hezekiah, and he said, do not ever give up hope, also if the blade of a sword is laying on your neck. And it is every time hope, because we have the power to change. We have the power to remember, to remember. And it is a change because we've gone through all these years with this notion of how to be. And now that age of Aquarius, things are more available. We see things in a different way. We see things more as they are than we ever saw before. We have the power to change, to shift. So if you will, we are like computers. Look at our body, our head as a computer. We have an app for everything, right? We want to move, we have a leg app. We want to dance, we have legs app and hands app. We want to modify, look at images, a widescreen TV, we have the eyes app. We need a little bit Dolby surround sound system, unexplained yet surround sound system, we have our ears. We want to feel, we have our heart, we have an app for everything. So, thank God. Now, like computers, there is an... For the left hemisphere of my brain, I'm an Apple consultant and a trainer. And one of the things that I teach on computers is there is an app that is called, that basically its function is to repair the permissions. Repair the permissions of all the inhabitants of that operating system. Meaning all the apps that are responsible for everything, for like Photoshop, for the eyes, Word, for documentation. Everything has an app. And also these apps have underlining apps. We have our hand. That's the app. Our hand is for movement. But what operates our hand is really we need those muscles that have those ligaments, that have this retraction, and that elbow that helps the hand and those arms. So we have an app and its extensions, its subsidiaries that are allowing the app to be and to do what it needs to do and what it came here to do. We have an app for everything. So the permissions are working on a regular basis to keep everything in line. Why? Because when, let's face it, computers break when people use them. Otherwise, they'll stay intact. So when we use the computer, many times there are corrupted emails. Emails come in, they have a virus. They have a virus, they affect the operating system, which affects all the other applications. And then something doesn't work. So we do things in early years and early times and without understanding sometimes what these effects are and how these will affect our presence. So this is what I do with sound, and this is why sound and vibration and frequencies are this building block for us to break away from the cycle, to break away from the cycle that is blinding us, to start recognizing. So sound will hone our energies and will clean the toxins, will start bringing us into a path that we recognize the expansion of the heart, that we recognize our place, our home. And when we recognize that, and when we use sound and vibration, because each part of our body is vibrating, is frequencies, has a frequency. When we do that, when we bring healing home, when we bring home, then we come out from, then we continue on a whole different path, and a path that is really supporting us. So just like applications, we're honing the energies. We are clearing that which doesn't serve us. All these emails with all these temptations, with all these bites in the apple to keep that alive. We don't want to keep what we don't want to keep alive. So why are we keeping that which we don't want to keep alive? We're keeping it alive. Habit, many times. Sometimes we do something and we've done it for 40 years and then we really don't remember why we start doing it. And so recognizing and being grateful for where we are, for what you have every morning, is the first step of recognizing your power. And you are here because you are here. You are here exactly where you have to be. You're progressing in your evolutionary understanding. You're moving forward. And just from that place of our heart, we can see the world as it is. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for the courage to show up. And I send you blessing this week. Today is Jerusalem Day. It's a wonderful day. Just everything comes together. Everything comes together. So I want to send this song back to Liron Ben Shimon. This song is Home. She's a wonderful Israeli musician, just released her new album. And this is Home. Litraot. And I will see you or talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
ישן גב אל גב אהובו מאוחזר זה כבר כמה ימים שאין בית הוא צועק בקרקס נמרים מכל צד והאור כל כך דק עדיין אם הייתה אומרת שהכל יהיה בסדר מניחה את ידה על כתפו רק תספור עד עשר המפלצת תיעלם לא תחזור אם הייתה אומרת בן שלי הכל בסדר הוא היה מהנהן בראשו היה כותף לפרחים בגינה כל שבת הוא שלה היא שלו על שולחן בסלון עומד ושר אם הייתה אומרת שהכל יהיה בסדר מניחה את ידה על כתפו רק תספור עד עשר המפלצת תיעלם לא תחזור אם הייתה אומרת בן שלי הכל בסדר הוא היה מהנהן בראשו היה כותף לפרחים בגינה כל שבת הוא שלה היא שלו כשתהיה גדול תגיע לירח אף אחד כבר לא יפגע בך
With Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.